From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. Indonesia obtains a lot of green investment commitments. Indonesia and Hong Kong agree to step up industrial cooperation. Now the news in detail. Indonesia has received many commitments, particularly in the field of green investment, which has become an attraction for stakeholders at the 2023 International Tourism Investment Forum, or ITIF. This was pointed out by Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, at the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday. He also said that there are several institutions that have agreed to cooperate, such as UNDP, IFC, and UNWTO at the forum. Meanwhile, for domestic purposes, Minister Sandiaga conveyed that the government succeeded in attracting participation from Bank Indonesia and other stakeholders. He also remarked that the result of the ITIF implementation are still being tabulated, including a letter of intent between Lake Toba and Nemo Enterprise, Lake Toba letter of interest with Mitra Jaya, and the agreement between Marta Tilaar and Three Tourism Authority Board.
Hasil penyelenggaraan International Tourism Investment Forum.
The government is still tabulating the results of the International Tourism Investment Forum, but among other things, there is a letter of intent between Lake Toba and Nemo Enterprise worth around $10 billion, or letter of interest from Lake Toba and Mitra Jaya. This is a huge commitment worth $500 billion and Marta Tilaar and Three Tourism Authority bodies. Moreover, Minister Sandiaga Uno further stated that based on the data he obtained in 2022, Indonesia will obtain foreign direct investment funds in the tourism sector worth $225.28 billion and domestic direct investment worth $577.87 billion. He also explained that in the first quarter of 2023, Indonesia obtained an investment worth $803.15 billion. Indonesia and China's Hong Kong Special Administrative Region have agreed to intensify comprehensive collaboration by signing a Memorandum of Understanding on Industrial Cooperation on the sidelines of a Hong Kong delegation's visit to Jakarta. In a statement received by Antara on Monday, Director General of Resilience, Regions and International Industry Access at the Industry Ministry, Eko Cahyanto, said that the MOU is expected to serve as a new milestone in bilateral relations between Indonesia and Hong Kong. The MOU was signed by Cahyanto and Margaret Fong, Executive Director of the Hong Kong Trade Development Council. The signing of the agreement was witnessed by Deputy Minister of Trade Jerry Sambuaga. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno has conveyed that the tourism and the creative economy continues to be sustainable and has a positive impact on society. The use of digital technology is absolutely carried out and accompanied by creativity and collaboration with various parties. At the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday, Minister Sandiaga conveyed the collaboration between the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy and various parties. One of them is the Nusantara Capital Authority or OIKN. He also remarked that to promote tourism and the creative economy in new capital of Nusantara and its surroundings from August to October 2023, he said halt various activities including focus group discussions, fun trips, cultural festivals, exhibitions, as well as sales missions for Parekraf products.
Dan kita sedang berkolaboraksi.
The government is currently collaborating to promote tourism and the creative economy in the IKN area and its surroundings. So what will be done is having a fun trip. There are cultural festivals, exhibitions, and sales missions for Parekraf products. This will take place from August to October 2023. Moreover, Minister Sandiaga Uno further pointed out that the development of IKN tourism will be based on conservation and green tourism, which is expected to encourage the introduction of IKN. Meanwhile, on the same occasion, Deputy for Capital City Authority Ali Mudin explained that there are no green areas that will be removed for tourism purposes. The IKN area will be reforested to protect forest areas in Kalimantan. The government of Indonesia and Japan have agreed to expand both countries' economic partnerships, including in the micro, small, and medium enterprises sector. The agreement was marked by the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between Indonesia's Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprise Ministry and Japan's Organization for Small and Medium Enterprise and Regional Innovation in Tokyo, Japan. Minister of Cooperatives and SMEs Teten Masduki said in a statement received by Antara on Monday that hopefully, this MOU and meeting will encourage more Indonesian MSMEs and Japanese business actors to establish partnerships, especially in the promotion of MSMEs products to the global market, supply chain, and startup development. Let's turn to the international news. A day after Volodymyr Zelensky said war was returning to Russia with an attempted drone strike on Moscow, the Kremlin launched a deadly airstrike against the Ukrainian president's hometown of Kryvyi Rih. As reported by CNN.com, at least six people were killed, including a five-year-old girl, and dozens of others were wounded when a pair of ballistic missiles struck a school building and residential tower in the central Ukrainian city. Zelensky said more than 350 people were involved in the rescue operation. Emergency services personnel were still searching for survivors under the rubble as of Monday afternoon. In the unbearable midday heat, a Libyan patrol near the border with Tunisia comes across a black African man collapsed on the reddish-brown desert sand. As reported by ArabNews.com, he is barely breathing, and officers try to revive him gently with a few drops of water on his lips. The man is just one among hundreds of migrants arriving daily in Libya after being abandoned in the desert borderland by Tunisian security forces, according to Libyan border guard and the migrants themselves. By the time they reach Libya, the migrants from sub-Saharan Africa are ready to drop from exhaustion in temperatures that have exceeded 40 degrees Celsius, 404 degrees Fahrenheit. The National Assembly Chairman Vong Dihyu will attend the 44th General Assembly of the ASEAN Interparliamentary Assembly and pay official visits to Indonesia and Iran from August 4th to 10th. As reported by VOV World VN, the working trips will be made at the invitations of Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives and the Inter-Parliamentary Assembly, President Puan Maharani, and Speaker of the Iranian Consultative Assembly, Muhammad Bakir Khalikbaf, the National Assembly's Committee for External Relations said on Monday. That's the newsline.
Here is today's commentary on tourism concept for capital city of Nusantara. I'm Dalat Pani. The Indonesian government has started the project of the new capital city of Nusantara, IKN, in East Kalimantan province since 2022. The project is planned to last until 2045. IKN aims to replace Jakarta as the national capital. One of the main reasons for moving the capital city is the burden on Jakarta and Java is already too heavy. The Inter-Consensus Population Survey, SUPAS, in 2015 stated that 56.65% of Indonesian people were concentrated on the island of Java, while on other islands the percentage is less than 10%. As a new capital city, IKN has a great potential such as the development of the tourism sector. In the weekly brief with Sandiaga Uno online in Jakarta on Monday, head of the Indonesian National Capital Authority, OEIKN, Bambang Susanto said that tourism in IKN leads to the concept of sustainable for the city. He also said that although the area is four times larger than Jakarta, which is 256,000 hectares, only 25% will be built into the city later. Meanwhile, 65% of the total area will be tropical forests. Thus, His site wants tourism and development in ICANN to be the right combination of socially, nature, and cultural diversity. The concept of a sustainable forest-based city is an interesting idea to develop the tourism sector in Indonesia, especially in the capital city of Nusantara. These concepts include a combination of urban development with the management and conservation of forests and the surrounding natural environment. By implementing the concept of a sustainable forest-based city, ICANN has the potential to become a unique and attractive tourism destination for tourists who are concerned about environmental preservation and sustainability. This will also provide long-term benefits for the environment and local communities. Some of the potential that can be superior in the ICANN is natural beauty. East Kalimantan has extraordinary natural wealth, including tropical forests, large rivers such as the Mahakam, and abundant biodiversity. This potential can attract visitors who are interested in ecotourism, nature photography, and outdoor activities. Apart from natural beauty, East Kalimantan also has diverse ethnic groups with their unique traditions, arts and dances, cultural tourism such as festivals, dance performances, and visits to traditional villages can be an amazing attractions for tourists. However, it is important to remember that the tourism potential of ICANN will depend heavily on how ICANN development project goes, how the tourism plan is implemented, and the efforts of the government and the private sector to promote and develop this new destination with full responsibility. We hope that tourism in the new capital city of Nusantara will provide economic and social benefits for the local community and the country as a whole. That's commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is Today in History. We begin with August 1, 2001, a bomb exploded at Atrium Plaza. On an evening of August 1, 2001, a bomb exploded at Atrium Plaza, Senen Central, Jakarta. Some six people died from the explosion. The perpetrators were arrested later, named Edi Setiono, Aka Abbas, and Taufik bin Abdullah Halim. The two were given death sentences. Moving on to World Lung Cancer Day. August 1st is observed as World Lung Cancer Day, aiming to commemorate and support people with lung cancer while increasing public awareness in maintaining a healthy lung. The World Lung Cancer Day was commemorated in 2012 by the Forum of International Respiratory Societies. The forum is collaborating with the International Association for the Study of Lung Cancer and American College of Chest Physicians. We end with World Breastfeeding Day. August 1st is also commemorated as the World Breastfeeding Day, which is followed by World Breastfeeding Week until 7th August. The week aims to spread awareness about the importance of breastfeeding. Breastfeeding itself is beneficial for health, nutrition, and emotion of the mother and the baby. The World Breastfeeding Day and Week was initiated by the World Alliance for Breastfeeding Action on February 14, 1991. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Take your eyes off of me so I can leave. I'm far too ashamed to do it with you watching me. This is never ending. We have been here before, but I can't stay this time. Don't love you anymore. Please stay where you are. Don't come any closer. Don't try to change my mind. I'm being cruel to be kind. I can't love. Fall apart.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder introduces you to Harawana Andala Ritual in Baubau, a city on the island of Buton, Southeast Sulawesi. Its strategic location makes Baubau have an important role in national shipping lanes and develop as a center of population activity, especially in the trade and service sector. The port in this city functions as a transit route or stopover that connects shipping routes between Makassar, Maluku, and Papua. In addition, Baubau also has a fairly high marine activity with an abundance of marine products. Apart from farming, most people in the city of Baubau work as fishermen. Having their main source of livelihood as fishermen, the people of Baubau City are certainly dependent on the sea. No wonder that the local community has various traditional rituals related to the sea. One of them is Harawana Andala Ritual, or Marine Customary Feast. It is an event of thanksgiving for the fishing community of Bone-Bone, Baubau City, for the abundance of God's blessings they get from the sea. Aside from being an expression of gratitude, this ritual is a form of prayer to God to increase the fishermen's abundant yields at sea. This ritual is also held so that fishermen avoid from danger. When the Harawana Andala ritual is held, the fishing community of Bone-Bone Village, Batupoaro District, Baubau City, has already gathered by the sea. The ritual begins with the recitation of prayers and mantras, which are led by the local traditional elders. After reading the prayer, some youths lifted bahtera, or a small raft made of several bamboo sticks with a size of about 3 meters. Inside the raft, there are various kinds of food ranging from sticky rice, some cigarettes, grilled fish, several kinds of traditional cakes, and 2 chickens, namely a rooster and a hen. The raft is then lifted onto 2 small boats taken out in the middle of the ocean and followed by the community using fishing boats. After arriving in the middle of the ocean, the people float the raft. After floating the offerings, Bone-Bone villagers then visit an old grave in Wara Village, Lakudo District, Central Buton Regency. The old grave is the grave of Andi Mamaju, a fisherman from Bone Regency, South Sulawesi Province. Andi Mamaju is known as the first person to teach how to fish to the people of Bone-Bone Village. After saying the prayer, the people then return to their homes. This ritual, which has been going on for hundreds of years, is still being held to preserve local customs as well as a venue for cultural tourism. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and structure, helping you to converse in Indonesian. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Our topic today is berwisata di Istana Pagaruyung, which means touring Pagaruyung Palace. Next, you'll be listening to a conversation entitled Bentuknya Tampak Seperti Tanduk Kerbau Sehingga Unik. Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau sehingga unik, which means the shape looks like a buffalo's horns, so it's unique. This conversation takes place between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia and a tour guide at Pagaruyung Palace. Chris enthusiastically explores Pagaruyung Palace in Tanah Datar District, West Sumatra Province. Let's listen to their conversation.
Atap Istana Pagaruyung ini unik ya?
Oh, itu namanya gonjong. Atap khas rumah gadang Minangkabau.
Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau, sehingga unik.
After we listen to the conversation, I'll give you some vocabulary related to today's conversation or material. Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau sehingga unik. Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau sehingga unik, which means the shape looks like a buffalo horns, so it's unique. I will say the word slowly, twice each, and you can repeat after me. Bentuknya, bentuknya, which means the shape. Seperti, seperti, like or similar to. Tanduk, tanduk, horn. Kerbau, kerbau, buffalo. Sehingga, sehingga, so that. Unik, unik, unique. Bentuknya tampak seperti kerbau sehingga unik. Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau sehingga unik. The shape looks like a buffalo's horns, so it's unique. Atap, atap, roof. Khas, khas, typical. Rumah gadang, rumah gadang, gadang house. In the conversation, you heard the expression, bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau sehingga unik. Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau sehingga unik, which means the shape looks like a buffalo horns, so it's unique. In this sentence, there is a conjunction sehingga, sehingga, which means so that. The word sehingga, sehingga, which means so that, is used to mark a causal relationship between two parts of speech. In this sentence, the word sehingga, sehingga, which means so or so that, is used to connect the expression which states the cause, namely, bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau, bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau, which means the shape looks like a buffalo's horns, with the expression which states the effect, which is sehingga unik. Sehingga unik, which means so it's unique. Other examples. Let's listen now to some examples of using the conjunction sehingga, sehingga, which means so that or so in other sentences. Cuaca hari ini cerah sehingga kita bisa pergi ke Istana Pagaruyung. Cuaca hari ini cerah sehingga kita bisa pergi ke Istana Pagaruyung. It means today's weather is sunny, so we can go to Pagaruyung Palace. Istana Pagaruyung dirawat dengan baik sehingga tetap terlihat indah. Istana Pagaruyung dirawat dengan baik sehingga tetap terlihat indah. It means Pagaruyung Palace is well cared for, so it still looks beautiful. It is said the word Minangkabau comes from two words in the local language, namely Manang or Minang and Kabau. Manang means to win and Kabau means buffalo. Philosophically, the word Minangkabau means the victory of the Minangkabau people in buffalo fights with other kingdoms that attacked them. Buffalo fighting at that time was used as a means to avoid a bloody war. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia, or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Atap Istana Pagaruyung ini unik ya?
Oh, itu namanya gonjong. Atap khas rumah gadang Minangkabau.
Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau, sehingga unik.
That was Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today with the topic Berwisata di Istana Pagaruyung. Berwisata di Istana Pagaruyung, which means touring Pagaruyung Palace. And an example of a conversation entitled Bentuknya Tampak Seperti Tanduk Kerbau. Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau, which means the shape looks like a buffalo's horns. Hopefully, this edition is useful for those of you who want to get to know Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian better. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again. Dilewat
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Tambelan Indah by Hamdi Atan and Egy Laksmita. Composed by Suhardi S., the song Tambelan Indah tells about Tambelan, a city in Bintan Regency, Riau Islands. Its lyrics tell about Tambelan people who are friendly, polite, and live in harmony. Its beautiful nature and rich culture must be maintained at all times. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Tambelan Indah by Hamdi Atan and Egy Laksmita. Enjoy!
Menjulang tinggiku kota indah.
Of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. and we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id. Thank you.